Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 118th UIEPT. Today, on the 8th of May 2025, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Question number 1.
You've got a wonderful apartment.
That's what you're saying now, but you should have seen it when we moved in.
What does the woman imply about the apartment? Question number 2.
I was calling about the job application I submitted on Monday.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry. We're looking for someone with more experience.
What did the man say? Question number 3.
If anyone calls for me, tell them I'm not in.
Even if it's your mother?
What does the woman imply? Question number 4.
The soccer game was rained out today.
Well, I'm not much for watching sports anyway.
What does the man mean? Question number 5.
If you want to buy beer, you'll need to prove that you're 21.
I guess I must look younger than I am.
What does the woman say about her appearance? Question number 6.
You really can't throw very well. I don't think you can be on the team unless you improve.
I'm afraid I'm very bad at playing sports.
What describes the man? Question number 7.
Look, the pond is frozen. It's perfect weather for skating. I want to go right now.
Don't you think it's a bad idea to go alone?
What would the woman suggest? Question number 8.
Isn't this place a good value?
Unfortunately, they don't bring you your food when it's hot.
Where did this conversation take place? Question number 9.
Say, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Last semester we both took European history. Don't you remember?
What does the woman mean? Question number 10.
Jeremy loves to play soccer, so I had his brother go to a store in the suburbs and get him this great soccer ball.
That's great. Do you think Jeremy will let me borrow it sometime?
Whom is the soccer ball for? Question number 11.
I would have called if I had thought it would help.
Oh well, thanks anyway for thinking of us.
What does the woman say about the man's call?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Good morning. Let's continue our talk about Harriet Beecher Stowe. Though today she is known primarily for her anti-slavery novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, she was popular in her day for other novels as well. In these books, she portrayed the 19th century New England middle class. These novels, a number of religious poems, and articles written for housekeeping magazines form her body of work. It's enough to fill 16 volumes, but only a small part of it is still read today. After teaching in a school managed by her sister, Harriet moved to Cincinnati with her father. There, he became head of a seminary. She was greatly influenced by her father's violent opposition to slavery. In 1852, after publishing Uncle Tom's Cabin in an abolitionist newspaper, she became active in the anti-slavery movement. Though Uncle Tom's Cabin was run in an abolitionist newspaper, she claimed it was not abolitionist propaganda. Harriet even claimed that the book was not directed against the South. Her most risky venture was begun after the Civil War. She bought a plantation to help the newly freed blacks. However, the farm was an economic failure. So too was her own economic life, for neither her husband's salary nor her own earnings were large enough to support a happy and comfortable existence.
This is the end of the recording.